So since I only got 10 minutes, I got to get right to some McLuhan shit. I'm trying to figure it out. So McLuhan said form of replay is a term of pattern of recognition. So with the TV and then social media now, it's like a form of a lot
that's
of
visual. Stop. That's visual bias. You're dealing with visual bias. So treat it like that.
Okay. Okay. How does the replay on media affect the new environment?
Systemically, it changes what you see. That's why sex is no big deal anymore. There's no allure to it because everybody's seen everything. There's nothing under the... See, there's now it's all normal. See, running a train on somebody is just normal. Everybody knows about that. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But in the day, okay, that was a bit avant-garde because now it's been exposed. So sightedness ruined the capacitation for what you're talking about at all levels.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right,
yeah.
I've got to get
and
the
that's
next
what
question.
McLuhan was saying. McLuhan was saying it was all about, he said there's a remote control before there was a remote control. It's mm-hmm. controlled remotely. So now mm-hmm. you can just keep flipping.
Okay, got it. Okay. Someone asked McLuhan, is television the ultimate medium or is it worse to come? And McLuhan's response was, his response was, have you ever heard of the hologram? So I know that Bob always
talks
about the hologram.
It's hot. It's not cold. It's hot. The TV is a hot. The hologramming is what's been replaced by. It's a hot medium.
Okay, so what does the hologram have to do with television?
It's a version of what you're seeing. It's the sightedness that's become the potential for reality. Everybody used to think what was on TV was something being taped live. Now we know that's not the case or true. But in the original days, if you saw Niagara Falls on the TV, that was really Niagara Falls, a picture of Niagara Falls. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But now you know because of the tech body, it completely could be CGI, and you don't even have to even know what it is. You can feel what it feels like in a 4G environment, but still no realer than anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
And does it make dollars, though?
Yes. So this is my next question. So McLuhan talks about a lot of, in 1977, and they asked him a question about advertising.
That was when it was post Eric. Yeah, that was post Eric. He'd already left out by then. Yeah. It was bad days.
So with the new, talking about the new environment and the hex attic and hex advertisement, what is the correlation between the new masterpiece in advertisement? What is that now today?
There is no advertisement today. There is none. Everything is digitization of your reality. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're trying to get you to push a button. You don't have to buy anything now. You just push a button. You don't have to know anything. Just push a button. Hey, Siri, I'm out of Tide. It's on the way. Ding dong. The Tide is in your house. The Tide is in your washing machine. Put your dirty clothes in the washing machine. The Tide is in your washing machine. Yeah, you don't have to do anything anymore. It's all been replaced and removed. Recanted, as it were. This.
Okay.
For you. Damn, Bob, he's actually got good questions. What the fuck's up?
So if that's the case and there's no advertisement, is that almost like the ascended being is the advertisement now, almost like the individual person is the advertisement? I know
you are
advertisement.
You listen. You are the advertisement now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if I am, are you talking about me as in me or me as in the masses?
What's the difference?
Okay. Cool. Okay. So now. I heard someone say earlier that the Middle Kingdom, the tech body is making the Middle Kingdom numb. So Middle Kingdom, uh-huh. with Middle Kingdom being the now, I've heard you say before that the middle, now humans must engage with non-physical. Your middle kingdom must engage with non-physical. With the tech body yeah. numbing everyone. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So is the tech body, is the reason why the tech body is numbing everyone, is it because that, you know, it's not TV, it's not red, it's like everything all at one in your hand. Therefore, almost all the autonomic nervous system has went into, like you said, the box. So my question is, how do people get out the box?
We don't need you. We don't need you anymore. We don't need people anymore. They're not necessary. You're not necessary to a perfunctory task that's necessary to be complete. So we don't care. The little men don't have a say. The little men don't have a call. The little men don't need appeasement. The little men aren't going to be included. The little men aren't going to make it. So why waste all the energy on the good folks? Why spend or commit $54 trillion to people that ain't going to live 12 more years? Let them go and die.
Mm-hmm.